producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With a gun of bees. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and it is Friday, the 22nd of January, and it is time for Jennifer Horn to pipe up. There's the old expression,
down.
Pipe down.
What does that even mean?
Who knows what that means?
You want pipe down? Is that, I'm going to put a pipe in you?
Sure. Hit you with a pipe. I'll never forget Jack Anderson, who was one of the great, great reporters and writers on the newspaper scene when newspapers were great. He'd be a great blogger today were he to be around. He and I became pretty good friends in the last 10, 12 years of his life. And I think the reason that we started having a conversation is because I interviewed him after he got attacked in Washington, hit over the head with a pipe. And he was walking home. He lived in one of the great sections of Georgetown, and he was walking, and somebody literally hit him over the head with a pipe and knocked him out. And when he came to, he had been... It appeared that it wasn't an act of robbery. It was somebody who didn't like what he wrote. And they had been following him, and they just bopped him over the head with a pipe. And he got Parkinson's.
That'll do it. Oh,
after that, he got Parkinson's. He died of Parkinson's.
How awful.
Yeah. It took a while for it to develop, but yeah. So good morning and good day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The Eastern States, Jennifer, we can all be happy that I was on the phone with somebody back on the farm. It was 81 in Encino yesterday when I was driving around over there.
81, really?
81 there yesterday.
I guess I need to get outside more because I live here.
Yeah, but you were up in Santa Barbara yesterday.
Yeah,
it wasn't as warm.
Cooler.
In the 70s up there, but still a lot better than what Kara has. What do you have, about 7 degrees and wind howling around? You got any snow on the ground there yet of significance?
No snow until later. And it's actually, it's probably like 20 now. It's supposed to be like 30-something today.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, the forecasters are saying this thing, there are those models that say the snowfall could reach 2 feet in some locations like Baltimore and Washington, but the National Weather Service says the blizzard warning may only be in the tri-state region, that when you get north of that into New Jersey, New York, and New England, it could be all rain because it's right close on the cusp there. No matter what, it's going to be very windy. It's going to be huffing and puffing. So what can we say about that other than a lot of people are silly? The reaction to a big snowstorm. Hello, it's winter time. Snowstorms happen.
But I think people, I was talking to someone yesterday who was
You were talking to somebody yesterday?
Yeah, just one somebody yesterday. I was I actually took a vow of silence. Talked to somebody yesterday who was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was talking about how the supermarket shelves just get empty because people go out and, buy all the bread and the milk and they get prepared.
Yeah, right. So what do we have here is the equivalent of that? Nothing other than the possible earthquake.
Can't see it coming. We've got earthquakes. I mean, what? Hurricanes, you can see those coming, right?
Yeah, right. So anyway,
tornadoes? Not really.
Nah, no, there's no tornado activity out here. Although there is the possibility of a tornado in Florida today.
Really?
Because this storm extends. It's so big. Pretty much the entire East Coast is under a storm watch. Those of you who tried to get through yesterday and didn't, I would certainly entertain your calls this morning as things have gotten better and more interesting. 888-302-3684. Jennifer and I would love to talk to him. Maybe that's not a great expression.
We'll
Jennifer,
tell you
I would
how
love
nice
to talk
it is here in California.
Yeah right. We'll invite you to come.
Well, that is where you are.
Right. I always love that one. I listened to George Norrie and before that Art Bell. the different, how do you remember? There's so many people listening. Somebody's going to grab that phone number, but west of the Rockies, call this number. East of the Rockies, call this number. New listeners, call this number. And if you're from outer space, call this number. I'm just a little guy with a little show. I got one number, 888-3202.
But it's your name, so.
Yes, that's true. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so let's see. No quicker did I say that than Don call. Where are you, Don?
Hi, I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay.
Aloha. All right, so how's the weather there today?
Oh, it's about 79 degrees. It's about right after 2 o'clock, I guess, in the early morning.
Yeah, it's early morning there for you. Yeah.
And I listen to you online. Fantastic show. You guys.
Why do you listen to us online? There's two radio stations over there that carry the program.
Well, they're not live.
They carry it in a different time frame. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah that happens
sometimes. We take it where we can get it, Ducky.
Yeah, right. No, but I think that's an interesting perspective, and I don't mind underscoring it for a second, Don, if I can use you as a guinea pig. A lot of people, because there are so many different ways of getting this program, that it basically literally is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can get it live at the station. I'm not sure. Are you on the main island, or are you over on
Oahu?
You're on Oahu. Okay. So there's two different stations on different islands that are carrying it. And I think one of them on the main island may carry it live. And so your station carries it, I think, with an hour or two delay. But whatever. I'm glad that you're there. And you don't have to worry about a doggone thing when it comes to the weather, right?
Oh, beautiful weather. Only thing we got right now is high surf. We got about 30, 40-foot waves on the North Shore.
Wow. So does that bring surfers over from the mainland? Are there big surfing competitions there that excite people?
They call that the Big Eddy, but they always have these big swells come in, and they like to hit those waves. But, you know, Doug, there's a tragedy we had last week, Thursday, the helicopters, the Marine Corps.
Yes, yeah.
And we lost some good servicemen. And,
I think they finally stopped
up.
The search, and they said that they were all lost.
Yeah.
You know,
did you hear me yesterday ask how does this sort of thing happen? Even though it was at night, they have all of this technology. I don't understand enough about it to be able to understand comfortably how, with all that technology, the warning devices that they have when some object is close to them, how that allows something like this to happen.
I'm not too sure, but when the Coast Guard was searching for the helicopters, they had to pull away because somebody had a laser pointer.
Somebody what?
Laser pointer.
No.
You can't do that.
Really?
The aircraft. Yeah, they was hitting the aircraft for the Coast Guard. They had to move away.
Well,
it's tragedy, and they shouldn't be doing that.
So
no, they shouldn't.
Exactly.
So what's the local scuttlebutt? Is that the local? I haven't heard that angle before. That's some local scuttlebutt. What other local scuttlebutt is there on this thing?
Well, they just found certain debris of the life raft and stuff like that, but no bodies, no closure.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
It's tough.
What do you do in Oahu?
Well, I retired from the Marine Base, Kaneohe Marine Base. I worked there 21 years at the exchange. So,
you're native Hawaiian?
I'm born and raised here, but I'm not Hawaiian. But I feel like a Hawaiian. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was not that's something that we ought to explain just for a second. Hawaiians, the word or the terminology is misappropriated, isn't it? It was used because it was convenient. But that really isn't, you just have made me remember, it's a conversation I had, I think, the last time I was in Hawaii. Do you want to spend a couple of seconds just explaining why you're not a Hawaiian, even though you're born there?
Yeah, I was born here, and there are people that are Hawaiian that have Hawaiian blood.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're still waiting for their sovereignty or independence because of the overthrow back in the 1800s.
Right. They're the same as many of the Native Americans here. Who think that they were basically, if you don't mind me not being very delicate, screwed out of their land by the Americans in this circumstance, although we just inherited what happened. But the endemic population are the Hawaiians. You are not, even though you were born there. All right. Understood.
Right.
Don, good conversation.
Hey,
thank you for the call.
Aloha.
Yeah, aloha to you. Have a good weekend. Is this Sue? Who is this person that's on the phone in Tennessee? Hello. What is that person?
Oh, well, why you do it?
I'm looking for your name. What's your name?
Sunite. S-U-N-I-T-E.
Oh, okay. All right. Sunite. Hello.
What's going on, Greg? What's going on, Jennifer?
Hi.
Wait a minute. The question, I'm supposed
You're
to ask the question.
You're all ready to go today.
Yeah, this guy is all set. So what's the weather like? This storm starts in Tennessee and comes across through Virginia. Kentucky's going to have some weather today. Ohio is, Pennsylvania. So what's it like right there where you are right now?
Well, it's getting ice, it's ice on the street, you know, a little ice on the after it's going to be. Memphis always get out real good with weather, whatever. But let me ask this, what the weather is, it's like it'll be a good time. Do you ever dress out one of them cows on your farm or great?
Say me.
You ever dress up the cows?
Do I ever
dress one out.
Do I ever slaughter my animals? No. The answer is no, I do not. I don't eat my friends, and the cows are my friends.
And I say thank goodness for that.
I've been missing out. How's that?
Yeah, well, you make it up in the grocery store. Jennifer, did you know that you are about 75% of my motivation for listening to the show? Girl, where you be laughing, you tickling the hell out of me. I love to have a wife.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. She's 75% of the reason you listen to this program?
Make it higher.
Yeah, here's Jennifer Lynn. What else? Motivation. But right. Jennifer, I will compliment you. Got a very, very quick man, though. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. You know, some days it's quicker than others, but I appreciate it. Very nice work. Made my whole day.
All right, sir. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay away from the ice.
That's 18 after on the Jen Show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kara.
Right. Good day. Jennifer Horne's good day. That's right. Kara's right. It's 18 past the hour now.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is upon us, 23 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Notice how much happier I am when Jennifer is here, even though she is apparently, according to the last fellow who called, the, what, 70, he said 75% of the reason he listened to the program was listen to you?
I think he said the only reason to listen to the show is now, that's what I heard.
Really?
Did I hear it wrong?
I hear that. You wiseacre. All right, what else? And you just got a post from somebody on your Facebook page. What did he say?
Yeah,
somebody
Randy
else listening?
D is confirming Randy that in Oahu, they are delayed by 1 hour, so he listens on TuneIn Radio.
All right, good for all of you. Let's get to the comedic end, although hopefully most of the stuff you listen to has some value, some smiley quotient to it, a smiley face to it. Here's Conan O'Brien from last night's program. They're still joking about Sarah Palin on the late night shows, Jen.
You all know Sarah Palin endorsed Donald Trump this week, gave a very strange speech.
Yes.
Long, strange speech, yeah. After her rambling endorsement of Donald Trump, Sarah Palin failed to show up at a Trump campaign event. Yeah, Palin apologized and said I was fresh out of nonsense.
Did you see that they auto-tuned her endorsement speech to Donald?
No.
It's
no.
Very funny. We'll have
is
to
it?
Pick it up.
Yeah, see if we can get it. All right. Seth Meyers joking about Donald Trump, not necessarily Sarah Palin's connection to him.
Donald Trump this week questioned how Ted Cruz could forget both that he was a Canadian citizen by birth and that he once accepted $1 million loan from Goldman Sachs. Probably the same way someone could forget that they once supported gay marriage, universal health care, a wealth tax, private sector unions, an assault weapons ban, and Hillary Clinton.
Really? Come on.
Oops, come on.
All right, here's Steve Harvey from his daytime program joking with an audience member about her mother visiting and cooking something special for her and her friends.
My mom is coming over to visit in a couple of weeks, and she's planning on making a special dinner for me and my friend.
Where's she coming from?
She's coming from South Africa. So I wanted to ask you, what would you do in a situation like mine? She wants to make chicken feet for my friends. Now, I know my friends will never eat chicken feet. So how do I convince them to actually eat chicken feet so my mom's feelings don't get hurt?
Tell your mom she can't bring no damn chicken feet over here. This America, your friends ain't going to be able to handle that. This America.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
Hot steak. Don't they have
love
chicken?
Him.
You know, this is going to be really gross, but it's true. If you were to examine what's in a chicken hot dog,
stop it.
You would find
just
chicken
stop
feet
it.
Ground
no.
up
no.
and put into the chicken
no.
hot dog. Yes, you would.
No,
yes, you would. Yes, you would.
There's meat on chicken feet?
Chicken. There's no meat. Huh? They just grind it up and put it in there because it
them,
tastes
there
like
be
chicken.
Something.
Yeah, awful. Ugh. I saw somebody eat one of those in Jamaica when I was down there last year. Ugh.
Yeah,
ugh.
That's their thing.
Okay, let's get to the Oscar boycott. Controversy over the Academy Awards continues. A couple of people weighed in yesterday on their television programs. One of them was Whoopi Goldberg. She made a couple of interesting points here.
Whose performance are you going to say wasn't as good as? Because that's how you have to look at this. And the other thing is, you know, Chris Rock is the host of the Academy Awards.
Right.
And so to boycott him seems just as bad as what everybody's saying.
Yeah, it is every. It's ridiculous. And Rock is going to have fun. He's going to make. He's going to have a picnic, a field day.
Tons of jokes.
With that.
About
oh, of course. Here's a Stacey Dash, a black actress, probably most well known for her role in Clueless, that sitcom in the 90s, says too many black actors and actresses want to have it both ways.
Yeah. We have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration. And if we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards and the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. If it were the other way around, we would be up in arms. It's a double standard.
Yeah, that's a great
point. I'm going to start WET, white entertainment television.
Can you imagine somebody getting an award on the Black Entertainment Awards? Yes, that's a very good point. Dr. Chambers is here. A virus carried by mosquitoes is a threat to pregnant women. Let's get more on that from Dr. Chambers on call.
In the news, Zika virus. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. A mosquito-borne virus, considered benign for decades, has become a threat to pregnant women and may also be causing neurological problems in adults. The Zika virus is now associated with a large number of birth defects, especially microcephaly, where the baby's head and brain are pathologically small. Here's the thing. If you're pregnant, you should not travel to countries affected by Zika. For the full list of countries, check out the CDC website. DCOC advice, as there's no treatment or vaccine as of yet, it's all about prevention and not getting bitten by mosquitoes. Meaning, use repellent, but these mosquitoes bite during the day, so you must use it all day long. If outdoors, always long sleeves and pants. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Check out all my latest podcasts, articles, and videos on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Or you can actually hear Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program, who, according to listeners, is 75% of the reason that they listen to the Good Day program. She's the first woman on the planet to have those kind of stats.
That's right. So, one out of ten agree.
One out Really, do they?
Oh, I mean 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 agree. That's it. Yes, thank you very much. All right, so let's get to the top 10 radio topics as listed at the poll at DougStefan.com. Should I say on the poll instead of at the poll?
On the poll makes them seem like a stripper, so probably, maybe not.
Most important one of these 10, let's see, they are in order. Number 1, the presidential race. Number 2, Hillary Clinton's email investigation. I'm not interested in that at all. I think the Benghazi thing.
Neither is she.
Well, there we have at least one or two things in common.
Not really anything to see here. Move along.
Let's keep moving. The cost of fuel.
Yes.
And oil, number 3. The Oscar boycott, number 4. Much ado about nothing. The battle against Daesh, number 5. Sean Penn's interview. Number six,
Chapo.
13 hours.
What's new
hours.
About that?
El Chapo?
Yeah, what's new with El Chapo?
Oh, just, I think it's not what's new. I didn't realize that he killed 6,000 people.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You know the number was that high?
His fingerprints are on a lot of people, yes. Mm.
I didn't, for some reason, I didn't know the number was that high.
That's why I think it's terrible. I mean, we laugh about this guy. He's a really bad dude.
He is a bad dude.
He's a bad dude.
We talk about the shirts that are selling here in Los Angeles like
hotcakes.
And
we laugh.
And people are giving that guy, we're giving him credibility for being a murdering cutthroat. He shouldn't even be, somebody should have long since offed this guy. Frankly.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because I was reading an article about how they're actually keeping him because, you know, they put him back in that same prison that he escaped from. Which is brilliant. But apparently now they're moving him every few days so that he can't be in one place long enough to actually plot an escape from there.
Brilliance on their part. Genius is running
out. I'm going to move him over here and then back over there.
One of the other things that's on the list, I would say this would be number 2 on the list as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking at the other things that are in here. 13-hour film, for me, was the most interesting and imperative. Meredith called me last night as she was going to bed and said, I went to see the 13-hour film, and because I talked to her about it over the weekend, and said she needed to go see it. Mm-hmm. And she, the word she used was appalling. The word that I can use on the air was appalling. And it was appalling. The whole thing. Oh, man.
It's really hard when you walk out because, you know, most movies
But, Jennifer, the fact that no American planes even showed up after thing was over to pick the people up to get them out of there.
They were begging. Go to a movie, it's usually easy to watch something that's more violent when you can say, okay, this is just fiction. It's just fiction. Play.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you sit in there and you go, wow, these guys really dealt with all this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard.
Well, that's sort of the reason Steven Spielberg, Saving Private Ryan, said he wanted to do it as it actually occurred. Much of what you saw, especially the movies that were made in the 40s about World War II and the 50s, 60s, and whatever has come after that, have they've sanitized the story. Private Ryan was not sanitized, and neither really was this. And that was one of the things that troubled people more than anything else about this movie, that it wasn't sanitized, and you did see not only the blood and guts, but the horrifically bad way that America handled this. And when I say America, I'm talking about the government, the people who were the leaders. It was a disgusting display of stupidity, arrogance, and, you know, kind of an up yours. I'm not going, because if I get going on this anymore, I'm going to. Here's another example of this same kind of leadership, the Flint water scandal, which is also, I would say that would be number two for
another
me
big one, yeah.
On the list of the top 10 that you can check out at DougStephan.com and give us your feelings. Here's a radio guy named Mark Reardon talking to Ronald Fonger, who's a reporter in Flint, who has written, this is how bad this is, and this is why it's good that the EPA administrator who was in charge of Michigan resigned because of this, the way they completely flubbed this, screwed it up. They should be hung by their thumbs, these people. Anyway, there's a little information in here that you probably haven't heard before about the water situation, so just let's listen to this for a minute or so.
The level of lead that was in the drinking water for everyone in Flint, Michigan was how much higher than acceptable levels?
The way that they measured it, the US EPA says anything over 15 parts per billion is the threshold for what it's supposed to be at. Now, the tests that were being done by the city registered, their sampling registered below that, but it's a long story, but there were issues with how they were sampling. The testing that was done by Virginia Tech showed this water may
the
be
water
above,
from Cleveland.
Depending on where it was being tested, at above that threshold level. There was a lot of back and forth after that, whose tests were correct, and, you know, was this really a problem? And the city and the state Department of Environmental Quality kind of telling people just to relax, it's not a problem.
All right. Yeah.
That went on for some months rather than anything having been done to warn people not to drink the water. And then a real turning point in this water situation in Flint came when a pediatrician from Hurley Medical Center here went back and studied the blood lead levels of children. This is data that had already been collected. It was sitting in a database before the switch to the Flint River and after. And what she determined, what those numbers determined, was that the number of children and infants in Flint with elevated blood lead levels had doubled after the switch to the Flint River.
All right, so this is... can you imagine? Imagine this being handled as badly. It's just one mess and screw-up after. And this is why we need a revolution in this country. It's the kind of stuff that causes people to go to the streets. Instead of protesting these idiot teachers that are protesting this past week because they can't get paid what they want to get paid, and the schools, I mean, they have a legitimate gripe. But why aren't they out there protesting the water of people dying? Nobody's dying in the system in Detroit, but the people, especially younger people, dying because of the... there should be a class action lawsuit against the government because
100%.
They handled this so badly. Oh, my God. All right, so some of the... response, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show. William says, I'm glad the head of the EPA resigned. Her name, by the way, is Susan Hedman. And she didn't resign this week. Her resignation is effective February 1st. So she's still there.
So she's still hanging out. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, but William says, the real culprits are still in power. We need to put Rick Snyder and all his henchmen behind bars. I think William lives in Michigan. Snyder should be at least recalled or tossed. Well, man, what a weakling. You listen to him explain what went on CBS Evening News. Oof, what a fool. Julie writes, Iowa's governor is trying the same type of thing with our water. Cut it out of the 2016 budget. And this is water safety. And there are a lot of governors that are looking at this sort of thing because they're trying to rein in their budgets. How about you get rid of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in your administration, you clowns? James writes, average American steals the milk and eggs, he's arrested. Government officials poison thousands of citizens, inflicting irreversible lifelong damage. Nothing happens. And there's something to be said for that as well. Oof. Oh, what a disgrace. Uri Geller is going to join Jennifer and me and you in a matter of moments. It's 42 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com. 45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I, happy to visit with Uri Geller on the program. Try to do it every week at this time. Uri is an Israeli illusionist, known around the world as a magician, television personality, the psychic to a point, but the trademark for Uri is the spoon bending. And so with that in mind, I find that Uri lives a rich, colorful, full life. People are always coming to him to have him come speak and engage. He is one of the most engaging people that I've ever met in my life, and thus he is my good friend. All right, so you're wandering around where today?
I'm wandering around in a sector of Tel Aviv, Jaffa, called Neve Tzedek, and there's a very famous street called Shalom Shabazi, narrow street. A car can pass by, but it's full with little cafes, bars, restaurants, boutiques, clothing, jewelry. It's just unbelievable. And I'm actually looking at skyscrapers that are just a stone's throw away from us. And I'm looking at one skyscraper, which is called Shalom Tower. And I remember that that was built in the late 50s, early 60s, and it was the tallest building in Tel Aviv. And now it's dwarfed by high rises of 48, 50 floors. So it's just incredible to be back home. And now, Doug, I want to just slide into a political talk. I went to a dentist today, and I met a man who came all the way from Los Angeles, who is an ex-Israeli, to have his teeth, fixed. So he trusts Israeli doctors. And we started talking about Obama and the next president of the United States. And he liked me, and you might not like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say, because you're not going to tell me what to say.
That's true.
He, like me, desires and wants very badly Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States. Wait, there's a big car passing by, and you can hear the music. Listen.
I can hear it.
It's a Ted Cruz.
I'm going to move. Yeah, you know those big huge speakers. I understand that Donald Trump is way ahead in the polls, and there is a situation where he might become the president, because as I understand, Hillary Clinton is facing a lot of controversy with Benghazi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what say you? Do you sometimes talk about politics? Do you vent? Do you say out loud where your mind lies ideologically to all your listeners?
Most people who listen to me know, either through innuendo, inference, or my directly saying, this is how I believe, whatever the issue may be. Before I tell you my answer, I wonder whether the movie 13 Hours is playing there yet. Have you seen the movie 13 Hours yet?
That's not the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
No, that's called Revenant. The 13-hour movie is about Benghazi and what happened there.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
And the reason I'm telling you that, the reason I'm bringing that into the conversation is not only does it affect you and the area where you are, a lot of Israelis are very supportive of the same right of center thing. You've been right of center since I've known you. You've been left of center. I think that the reason I bring you to the 13-hour reference in Benghazi is because that's the sort of thing that is bringing more and more people into the Trump camp. The disgusting reality of how the government, the people who are leaders now, completely muffed that whole thing, made a mess of it, and that's what people are sick of. That's why people are responding to Donald Trump. That's why, in a way, even though he might not be the best in many respects, we voted for people that we thought were the best before, and they turned out to be the worst. So now, people that some think, I mean, there are journalists who are working for right-of-center supposed conservative networks and newspapers who are getting together to gang up on Trump to try to keep him from being the president. A lot of Republicans are in the hierarchy of the party trying to keep him. But the average person wants to see Donald Trump president. And frankly, at this point, looking around the landscape, I hope he is the same as you. I hope he does become the president, because I think it's time to throw rocks through all the windows of the offices in Washington and elsewhere. So you asked me, Uri, I told you, I'm glad to hear your point of view, and that's mine. 51 past the hour, visit UriGeller.com.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We are here with Richard Schemmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor. He's a technological genius and an observer of the technology things that are on people's minds. So we're going to get to Amazon's offering full refunds on their hoverboards and other items of technological interest in just a moment here on Good Day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
All right, let's get to Richard Schemmel here on Good Day at 55 past the hour. One of the top tech stories from Amazon. They're offering full refunds for customers who bought hoverboards. Why?
Because we discussed this a few weeks ago, a lot, you know, there's a lot of battery problems. In fact, the Consumer Product Safety Board wants to stop all online sales of hoverboards.
Yeah, but why would Amazon didn't make them? They just sold them. So why are they?
Public relations.
So they're smart then. You're thinking they're doing the smart thing.
It's a good marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and the lesson here is don't buy a hoverboard if you have the opportunity because the Consumer Product Safety Commission, investigating a number of incidents, fires, explosions, that kind of thing. Stay the heck away from these hoverboards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I thought when I first saw one, they were technologically genius, though. I mean, the way they're built and how they move and stuff, but it's the batteries, apparently, that are the problem, right?
Well, remember, Mark Cuban was going to invest in them, and then he pulled out. He must have pulled out for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, AOL contemplating changing their name. Why would they rebrand? AOL has been a pretty steady influence. I know a lot of people that still have AOL accounts, AOL email accounts.
Well, it's the same reason I think that Google is now part of Alphabet. They want to get with the times. They want to just make a clean break. They've always, you know, since they broke with Time Warner, and it's just it's time for them to change their image.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that a name change may do that for them. But it, like I said, if you put ketchup in a mustard bottle, it's still ketchup.
Yes, that's true. Write that down somewhere. When Richard Chimmel says, if you put mustard in a ketchup bottle, it's still mustard.
Still mustard.
That will go down as perhaps the most interesting thing that was said on this program, at least to this point, other than 75% of the people who listen want to listen to Jennifer.
That's right.
All right, Windows, don't be telling her that's right.
Hey, leave me
Windows
alone. Right.
10 works best on newer machines. What do you mean by that?
Well, Intel chips are in a lot of computers, and on a lot of older computers that have Windows 7 and 8, they're saying that Windows 10 does not work as effectively as on newer computers.
So another way to get you to buy more stuff, buy newer computers, use Windows 10. I have Windows on my, I have three computers here, I have three on my farm. And they're all older machines. I know that surprises you, Jennifer, to hear that my machines are all old. Probably Richard. Anyway, okay. The Google top 10 search.
You're so new and shiny, sir.
Yeah. The top 10 search for trending people from last year. Are these in order? This list you've got here. Who's number one on the list?
This is in order. I picked that up yesterday. This is in order.
Lamar Odom, Caitlyn Jenner, Ronda Rousey, Donald Trump, Ruby Rose, Charlie Sheen, Brian Williams, Rachel Dolezal, Adele, and Josh Duggar. Interesting.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.